Hey guys, welcome to the Fellowship Greenville Students Podcast. This week, Brentley Williams continues our 10 Practices series, where we will be talking about 10 daily and weekly practices that can define our faith and bring growth in our life. Brentley talks about creation this week and how creation brings healing to our minds and souls and reveals the character of our Creator. We look at Romans 1 verses 19 through 20 and Psalm 19 verses 1 through 4 and how God reveals himself through what he has made. Brentley talks about the three benefits of creation: a sense of calm, a sense of scale, and a better understanding of God. We hope you enjoy this message.
What's up, middle school? So excited to be here with you guys this morning as we talk about our sixth practice of being in creation. I love creation, and I'm so excited to share with you guys today how this specific practice of being in creation helps us grow in our faith, especially in this time. Now, before we get started, I want us all to take a minute and just think about a time that we've been in creation that has maybe moved you and made you think about God. Maybe he's revealed something to you in what he's made. Maybe you've been in awe at the beauty or complexity or the scale of what you're seeing in creation. I'll kind of help you think and share some of those times for me. So for me, it's when I'm hiking or in the mountains, especially with the leaves changing in the fall or new leaves in the spring. When I look up at the sky and see all the stars at night, maybe if you're a beach person, I don't understand, I'm a mountains person, but if you're a beach person, maybe it's when you're looking out over the ocean, or maybe with all these rainstorms and thunderstorms we've been having lately, it's listening to the rain. Whatever it is for you, I hope that you can like keep that in the back of your mind as we're talking today about how creation reveals God and who he is. Keep that in your mind, maybe share it with the person you're watching with as we go about our morning. So, our focus today is obviously on creation, and we believe that God has revealed himself through what he has made, and that immersing ourselves in creation is good for our mind, body, and soul. Another way of saying this is that creation is both healing and revealing. It's revealing of God and who he is, his attributes, his characteristics, and it's also healing for our mind, body, and soul as we come to know him better and as we get outside and kind of get out of our minds and into our bodies and can enjoy creation with our Father. Now, I do want to take a minute to say that just getting outside is not the same thing as practicing being in creation, okay? So just like last week, we talked about how isolating yourself is different than being in solitude with the Father. So getting outside is sometimes we're focused on doing something. Maybe you're playing basketball or swimming or fishing, and you don't really take the time to sit and be with the Father, listen from him, and let him teach you through his creation. So that's where we're going with this practice. It's not just being outside. It's actually being with the Father in his creation. And you may be wondering, why are we including this as one of our 10 practices? Like, why is it that important for our faith? And we think it is so important because we see throughout the Gospels how Jesus modeled being in creation and also used creation in his teaching and his parables too. So I'll give you guys a few examples of that. We won't need to turn there, but Matthew 6 is one of those. And you guys probably remember this passage. We've talked about it in FGS before, but Jesus talks about how God takes care of the birds of the air and the lilies of the field. And if he takes care of them, how much more will he take care of you? And so Jesus kind of talks about creation to point to God's provision, how he provides for us in our lives and for his generosity and love. Another passage is John 15. We've also talked about this one in FGS before. And here Jesus uses the idea of a vineyard to talk about our relationship with God. And he talks about how just the same as a branch must abide in a vine to bear fruit, we must abide in him. Another passage is creation. Nathan talked about this at the beginning of worship. God speaks creation into existence. And now we get to see later on, we'll talk about it more, but how creation is actually speaking about God. We also saw with solitude that God was in the garden with the Father praying. So over and over again, and in Jesus's parables, he uses like planting and harvesting and fishing and plants and animals throughout his teachings. So Jesus over again practices actually being in creation and uses it to teach us more about the Father. So for the next few minutes, let's focus on just a couple passages that talk specifically about creation. For the first one, we'll be in Romans 1, so go ahead and find your way there in your paper or digital Bibles. I'll be reading from my paper Bible, but the verses will also be on the screen for you. So verses 19 and 20 of Romans 1. For what can be known about God is plain to them, talking about people, because God has shown it to them. for his invisible attributes, namely his eternal power and divine nature, have been clearly perceived ever since the creation of the world and the things that have been made, so they are without excuse. So here Paul is talking about how creation points to the Creator, and we know that's God. God is revealing himself through what he has made. In verse 20, it says, his invisible attributes or his characteristics, the things that we can know about God, have been clearly perceived or seen and experienced ever since the creation of the world in the things that have been made. It's a good time to point out here too that anyone in the world can look at creation and come to the conclusion that there is a creator. But for Christians, we know that that creator is God. And so through creation, we can come to know God better and at deeper levels as he continues to reveal himself through what he has created. God has revealed himself through what he's made. So there are certain things about God and ways of interacting with him and experiencing his presence that we can experience most clearly in creation. And two of those things Paul talks about are his eternal power and divine nature, but that's not it. There's so much more. We already talked about his provision and generosity and love earlier in Matthew 6. And the list goes more than that too. But before we get to that, let's also look at Psalm 19, 1 through 4. You don't have to turn there. I'll read it for us. This is another passage that talks about the same things that we're talking about here. It says, the heavens declare the glory of God, and the sky above proclaims his handiwork. Day to day pours out speech, and night to night reveals knowledge. There is no speech, nor are there words whose voice is not heard. Their voice goes out through all creation, or all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. So this is the same thing that we've been talking about here. Again, we see that creation speaks of the Creator. It even uses language like declares the glory of God and proclaims who he is. Talks about how creation pours out speech and reveals knowledge. So all the same stuff that we've been talking about, right? It also talks about how the voice creation can be heard throughout the whole earth, all of the world. I love here, we see that no matter what, creation is praising God. So no matter what's going on in the world, whether there's wars or natural disasters or even a pandemic, creation is still praising God. And it's a reminder for us that no matter what's going on in the world around us or in our own lives, that we can worship our Creator. Whether our parents are losing their jobs, whether our families, especially siblings, are fighting, whether there's more fear and anxiety, no matter what, we can still praise and worship our Creator. Now, you may be wondering, okay, I see that Jesus modeled it and I see these passages talking about creation, but why do I need to actually practice creation, practice being in creation? Well, there's a long list of reasons, and one of them is that Jesus models it for us, but I'll kind of narrow down to three other reasons or benefits of why you should practice being in creation. The first is a sense of calm. Just like we talked about a second ago, this time right now has a lot of anxiety and a lot of fear, and right now we know that going out in creation helps us have a sense of calm and being with our Father. It clears our mind and rests our soul, and it reminds us that God is in control and holding all things together, so we can lean into him and trust him because he's faithful to control everything and hold it all together, faithful just like the rising and the setting of the sun. So first benefit would be a sense of calm. The second one would be a sense of scale. So think about for a moment the feeling of being on top of a mountain and looking out over a long distance, or even standing at the edge of the ocean and looking out across the water. There's a feeling of just realizing how small you are in the expanse of creation. And this is not to make you feel worthless, but it's to remind you that no matter how small you are, God still knows you and loves you. It also kind of reminds us of our place. And this is not a negative thing. You know, sometimes we can hear know your place as something that's negative, but it's a reminder for us because sometimes we can be self-centered or prideful, or even think that other things that are going on in our lives are very big or daunting. But when we get out in creation, we are reminded of how much bigger and how much more powerful our Creator is. So sense of calm, sense of scale, and the last one is a sense of better understanding. And this is kind of what we've been talking about, but God is revealing himself through what he's made and through creation. And so we can come to know our Father better and at deeper levels through experiencing his creation and being in it with him. So we've already talked about his provision and his generosity and his love, but also his faithfulness, how he controls everything, his attention to detail, his goodness, his eternal power, and his divine nature, all of these things, much, much more. So why should we practice being in creation? A sense of calm, scale, and better understanding. Now, you may know, okay, now I know why, but how do I actually do that? You know, this is probably one of those practices that you do go outside, but you haven't really practiced this before. And that's okay, we'll talk about it now. But first, I do want to explain that the practice of being in creation is just that. It's a practice. So just the same as, you know, if you're trying to work out, maybe build muscle or get fit, you guys know that just going to the gym one time is not going to all of a sudden like double your muscles, right? It's not going to make you huge all of a sudden. It takes time and it takes practice, right? So as you start to engage in this practice, don't expect it to come all at once. It takes time, but I encourage you guys to keep putting the time in. So here's an idea as you guys begin to engage in being in creation. I was in a class a couple years ago that talked about a lot of these same ideas of being in creation and learning from the Father about who He is through what He's made. And we were given an assignment one day to go outside and lay on our bellies and look at a piece of ground that was about 6 inches by 6 inches. And we were told to just look at that, nowhere else, for 20 minutes. And you're probably thinking, what? Are you kidding me? 20 minutes? There's no way I can focus for that long. But I promise you guys, it goes faster than you realize because all of a sudden you start to notice all these things you never realized before. Like, yeah, okay, if someone asked you what color is grass, you would say green, right? But there's other colors in there too when you get up close and pay attention. There's also so much going on with the dirt. And then all of a sudden you see ants and beetles and they're going about their day as God created them to. And it's a reminder, you see all this detail in just this small patch of ground and you're reminded of how much God pays attention to the little details, not just in the ground, but also for you. So the second half of our assignment was to then flip over on our backs and look up at the sky. And so you go from looking at something so small to seeing how big creation really is. And you're not even seeing all of it. You can't see all over the world or past the sky into the heavens, right? Into the stars. But it's a reminder of how big God is and how powerful He is to create all of that. And again, it's a reminder, you see how small you are in it, but just like God cared and loved that little ant, He loves you too and pays attention to the details in your life. Now, that's not all you can learn from that exercise, and there's so much more, but I encourage you guys this week to get outside, maybe try that exercise and sit and reflect and be with the Father, focus in on Him and allow Him to teach you through what He's made. Other ways that you can be in creation are maybe when you go hiking or sit by the lake this summer or go to the mountains or the beach, whatever it is. Maybe as we continue to get more rain, it's listening to thunderstorms and thinking about how powerful God is. Whatever it is, and wherever you find yourself in creation, please just take a second to sit and be with the Father, reflect on who He is, and allow Him to teach you and reveal more about Himself through what He has created, and experience a sense of calm, a sense of scale, and better understanding as you just remain with the Father in what He has made. All right, love you guys. Get outside, enjoy creation this week.